Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
And the beautiful music of Mrs. Julie Newmark bringing us in. That is Dime Store Halo. Dr. Holly Lucille is out teaching. She is out training. She is out educating the public today. So it is just little old me, and we are going to talk about soy. Soy lattes, soy milk, soy burgers, soy ice cream, soy protein, soy formula. Sounds like an Asian Forrest Gump, but I'll tell you, soy is at minimum the most controversial food on the planet right now. And the combination with, I mean, it's got everything you need for controversy. Okay, what does it have? Number one is it's being overconsumed. The second thing is the majority of it that is being produced is by a big multinational corporation. It is not some little farmer in Asia growing his or her crop and bringing it and selling it. It is these mass-produced giant farms that are all going through the corporate machine. Another reason why it's controversial is because most of it or a lot of it is genetically modified. I have argued this before. And I'm sure I will get a lot of emails, calls, and letters about this, but there is absolutely no way to ensure that the soy you are eating is non-GMO. I have argued this over and over, and I have seen wonderful nutritional supplement companies come to me and say, Decker, you're out to lunch on this one. Ours is absolutely GMO free. And I will say, show me your assay or your research or your analysis on that particular bottle. And they're like, well, we just do it kind of per batch. And I was like, well, what percentage is GMO? And they're like, well, what do you mean what percentage is GMO free? I said, no, GMO free, there's a range in there of GMO free. But I don't want to go too far into that tangent, but I'm going to just basically say that I don't think you can keep at this point the GMO soy out of your diet if you're eating soy. But when we look at the soy, there's just problems. In 1999, the US FDA approved an inclusion on a health benefit of soy and saying about 6.5 grams is kind of healthy for every day. And when they did that, now notice 1999, it's a while ago, okay? And when they did that, it opened up the floodgates for products. And the FDA almost never says, hey, this product's healthy. They never do that. This was a very odd thing. I'm not going to do a conspiracy theory on it. It's a simple fact. But since then, we're looking at about 60% of all processed food seems to have some form of soy or soy isolate, soy protein. It is in everything from margarines to health food drinks, to things for kids' formula, which I do not believe it should be in for it. Now, let's talk about why a lot of people think soy is a good idea. Okay. Soy contains compounds that stimulate estrogen, or I shouldn't say stimulated, I'm sorry, will act like estrogens. So in the world, there are compounds that will mimic other compounds. For example, we will do an inhaler called albuterol for asthmatics. And when we inhale, it will act like another compound on our body like epinephrine, and it will make our heart race and it will open up our lungs. We call it a sympathomimetic. We have in the natural world things called phytoestrogens, and then in the synthetic world, xenoestrogens. These are compounds that when they're in the body, act like estrogens. And in the 20s and 30s and 40s, estrogen deficiency, and even way before that, was a huge problem. Huge problem. For those of me, I'm getting to my late 40s. 50 is coming in a few years. Me and Holly are going to hold each other's hands through it. When we were kids that we remember seeing that a lot of what were the pinup girls, the more attractive women, were the heavier, curvy girls, the Marilyn Monroes. More in the 2013s, you see more of the real skinny, straight, lack of curve girls. I'm going to tie this into soy in a second, I promise you. When we as physicians look at women that are curvy, we call that a estrogen type of woman. That is their kind of constitution. When we look at more of an olive oil woman, that is more of a progesterone. Well, more women were kind of straight and not curvy than curvy. So the pinup girls were these curvier girls. Well, what happened? Somewhere in these last 100 years, estrogen skyrocketed. And it's not just estrogen as taking it in hormone replacement. We are talking about chemicals acting like estrogen, plastics acting like estrogens. Yes, every time you drink out of a plastic bottle, every time you hold plastic bags, every time they spray chemicals around your house, unless you're using natural pesticide stuff like I am, which does not stimulate the estrogens. But every time we do that, we are adding estrogens to our body. You gals with the makeups and guys with the makeups, and I'm not just talking about the rock stars with the makeup. I'm talking about men who do television, men who wear makeup. It is male makeup is on the grow. You see every news broadcast. These gentlemen are literally quite often rubbing estrogen-like materials onto their body. Well, what that's done is that brought our overall estrogens up. Now comes in soy. Soy is made inexpensively. Soy is genetically modified. Soy is an easy way to bring your protein content in food up. So if I want to make a cheap protein bar, I just add a bunch of really expensive soy protein to it. It makes the label look good because now it says, hey, this is a 40 gram protein bar or a 10 gram protein bar. And then you see the soy in there. But it's acting like estrogens in the body. Let's digress for a second. Cancer. What are the majority of the cancers we're seeing in women? Uterine, ovarian, cervix, breast. It's not the only cancers, but it can be the majority of cancers that you're seeing. These types of cancers are what are related to estrogen. When men, we only have estrogen receptors really in one place. That's the prostate. What are you seeing? You're seeing they blow up like crazy. So in the 30s, 40s, 50s, we had a non-GMO, low estrogen population, and soy may have been a good idea. It might have really helped us. Now in the 2013s, what do we have? We have a high estrogen content to the point that it's a very severe problem. We have estrogen dominance, women and men who can't lose weight because they are loaded with estrogens. We have estrogen-related cancers that are dominating our medical scene. Conclusion, is soy safe? I don't think so. Now, one additional piece to soy. Soy also can affect thyroid. I don't know exactly how. There is all sorts of studies, but if you are somebody that has a thyroid problem, to me, you immediately pull the plug on soy. You immediately pull the plug on soy. But I think soy needs to be out of everybody's diet. And again, it's not that the people that make soy are really big bad guys. What we are talking about is 50 years ago, 75, 90 years ago, soy might have had an incredibly protective effect. But in 2013, the era of estrogen-related cancers, we don't need more estrogens. And I see women and men taking soy thinking it's going to protect them from estrogens, and I disagree. I know I'm going to get cards and letters from the soy lovers on this, and I promise that I will hear you out, and if I need to, I will do another segment on this. But I am recommending to you to cut the soy out. I would rather you go with some organic cream in your coffee than use soy stuff, and everything is out. For vegetarians, it's a wonderful source of protein. We're going to have to look to more green sources of protein and other things to do it. In conclusion, avoid the soy in order to stay healthy, in the opinion of Dr. Decker Weiss. If you have other opinions, let us know over at RadioMD and RadioMD.com. You'll see blogs on this and lots of information, education, as well as your ability to input on our Facebook page. So RadioMD, we're asking you, and we are arguing to you that you stay well.